as you heard, perhaps 2,200 people have died since the 5 months of uprising in Syria. More than that have been detained, reportedly. It's very difficult to get confirmation. And one of the reasons it's difficult is because Syria has been extremely limited in who is allowed in the country. Journalists are forbidden from coming in. And before now, the International Committee of the Red Cross even has not had access to those who've been detained in Syrian prisons. However, the ICRC has been requesting access for several months, and it appears they recently got to go in and take a look at some of the detainees. Salah Dabaka joins us now with the International Committee of the Red Cross, a spokesman from Damascus. And Salah, first of all, thanks for joining us. What did the team see when they were allowed into the prisons there in Damascus?
Well, unfortunately, this is one of the issues that we cannot really discuss. What our findings are usually, and this is the method, this is the mode of operandi, the modus operandi of the ICRC, what we see remains confidential between us and the authorities. We discuss with the authorities if we have any issues, if we have any problems, we ask them to improve the conditions of detainees.
But you can't tell us whether or not that request was made, that the condition of the detainees needed to be improved?
I cannot actually comment on this, but I can tell you it well. What I can say is that's not actually as bad as things seem to be from the outside.
We're speaking with...
And I cannot say more than this. I'm really sorry, but... this is something that is confidential, and this is, again, our mode of working, and we cannot divulge information. It's confidential.
Salah,
just for the benefit of the detainees, mainly.
Salah Dabaka is with the International Committee of the Red Cross, and a team from the Red Cross was able to visit with the detainees in Damascus. Salah, was the Red Cross employees, were they allowed to speak with the detainees in private, or were they always escorted by government officials?
No. Again, I mean, one of the procedures and the conditions when we do visits to detainees is that we hold private face-to-face discussions with them and interviews. Nobody is allowed to be there. Whatever they tell us is confidential as well. It remains between our delegates and the detainees. If there are any complaints and these detainees want us to carry over to the authorities, then that will be done. But whatever happens between us and them remains confidential.
Well, you know, what are the concerns of the Red Cross in Syria at this point? Not just for detainees that are in prison, but for the Syrian people. What is the Red Cross concerned about, and what kind of requests are you making to the government?
Well, let me just say that this has actually been an extremely important first step that is allowing us to visit detainees. It's the first time that it has happened. In addition to that, 2 months ago, the ICRC and the Syrian Arab Red Crescent were allowed access to all areas where trouble and unrest has been taking place to provide assistance to people who need assistance and people who have been affected by the violence. Now, one of the major issues is access to medical treatment is a right that everybody has to have. Anybody who is sick or injured needs to be treated properly and needs to have access to a medical facility of some sort. And this is one of the issues that we have been discussing with, and our president has actually relayed to the president of the republic, who has agreed that, yes, this is a human right that has to be granted. So this is one. This is actually the major concern for now.
Let's talk about maybe one other concern, Salah Dabaka, International Committee of the Red Cross spokesman in Damascus, Syria. Have you noticed a pattern, and this has happened in other places that the ICRC has been in, of sectarian detentions where detentions are falling more heavily on Sunni or Alawite or perhaps not Alawite members of the various groups inside Syria? It's a very tight organization and a tense situation in Syria.
Well, I mean, the ICRC is a neutral organization. We do not see things in terms of religious affiliations or political affiliations or color or religion at all. The main concern we see is to be able to bring assistance to people who have been affected by the violence that has been taking place in many places in the country, regardless of who they are, regardless of their political opinion, regardless of anything that would discriminate. We do not discriminate. We just provide assistance.
That's Sala Dabaka with the International Committee of the Red Cross. So, Sala, is the Red Cross going to be given access to provide medical care in Syria?
Well, the ICRC, the Red Cross, has been providing care. As I said, 2 months ago, a little over 2 months ago, our president was here as well, and he met with the prime minister and the minister of foreign affairs in Syria. And we asked for access because our access was somehow restricted. We asked for wider, enlarged access, and we were granted enlarged access. What we do now, we do in close coordination with the Syrian Arab Red Crescent,
right,
which is
Understood.
Our main partner here.
Sala Dabaka is a spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross, speaking to us from Damascus.